From Capitol Hill comes this story, a lesson in picking your battles. Members of Congress are under the gun to find ways to pay for tens of billions of dollars in hurricane relief for the Gulf Coast. But last night, when a freshman Republican tried to divert $500 million for two bridges in Alaska, it didn't go over too well. Here's NPR's David Wellner.
On Tuesday, Arizona Republican John Kyle urged his colleagues on the Senate floor to forego a cost-of-living raise this year that would have boosted their $162,000 salaries by another $3,000. They should do it, he said.
To be able to justify reductions in spending in other programs where some of our constituents will push back and say, well, wait a minute, why should I make that sacrifice just to rebuild after Katrina? At least we have the ability to say, well, we all have to make a little sacrifice. The members of Congress are willing to make a sacrifice as well.
The Senate voted 92-6 to skip the raise, saving the Treasury $300,000. Yesterday, freshman Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn had another proposal to save money. Coburn offered an amendment to a transportation spending bill that took direct aim at nearly $500 million for two bridges in Alaska, money that's already been approved and signed into law in this year's highway bill. Coburn would divert some of that money to rebuilding a bridge across New Orleans' Lake Pontchartrain.
This amendment is about changing the priorities in this country. And we can reject that or we can accept it. But I gave a speech this morning about the rumble that's out there in this country. We need to listen to that rumble. The rumble is the American people want us to start doing a better job of prioritizing how we spend money.
Coburn pointed out that one of the bridges would connect Ketchikan to an island with only a few dozen inhabitants. Alaska's junior Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski replied that people actually commute to that island for work.
We've got a business that employs 50 to 100 people. And every day, those people are not able to get into their car and drive to work.
Coburn was unmoved.
So you can get perspective on this, $230 million for 50 people, where there's a ferry service already running every 15 to 30 minutes that takes 7 minutes to cross, is enough money to buy each one of them a Learjet. Think about that for a minute.
This amendment is an offense to me. It's not only an offense to me, it's an offense and a threat to my whole, every person in my state.
Like a lion who's been challenged by a cub, Alaska's senior Republican Senator Ted Stevens lashed out at Coburn.
I am now President Pro Tem of the Senate, the second oldest member of the Senate, the fourth in service in the Senate, and I tell again to my friend Oklahoma, I have never seen this suggested to take and single out one state and say, you pay for a disaster that happened 5,000 miles away.
Stevens also had a message for his colleagues.
I've come to warn the Senate. If you want a wounded bull on this floor of the Senate, pass this amendment.
And there was more.
The amendment may pass, but if it does, the bill will never pass. If it does, I'll be taken out of here on a stretcher.
Stevens fulminating ended with a bitter vow.
But I will put the Senate on notice, and I don't kid people. If the Senate decides to discriminate against our state, to take money only from our state, I'll resign from this body. This is not the Senate I came to. This is not the Senate I've devoted 37 years to. If one senator can decide he'll take all the money from one state to solve a problem of another.
When it came time to vote, only 15 senators voted for Coburn's amendment. 82 opposed it, including Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman.
You don't take away a highway bill vote by vote. It's just not the right process, not the right thing to do.
At least not in the U.S. Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.